Richard in Western Virginia on EWTN app. Hello, Richard. You're on the air.
I just want to say God bless you all, and you do a lovely job. And I'm struggling with impurity, and right now it's my only sin that I got. And unfortunately, I think the priest knows who I am when I go to confession every Sunday. I hate beating myself up after I do it. It just, I don't know. I don't want to do it anymore,
right.
And I just feel guilty after it, and I hate going to confession and saying the same thing over.
Right.
You know what? I want to win the battle, man.
And do you know that impurity is your only sin, Richard?
Right.
That's another question.
Right.
Well, I'm not, you know, just metaphorically speaking, you understand?
Yeah. Well, Richard, you know, the Proverbs talks about the just man falls seven times a day and rises up again. The wicked falls into despair. The only difference between the righteous and the unrighteous are the righteous keep getting up. Jesus commanded us, right? If your brother sins against you seven times in a day, or seven times 70, you forgive him. Well, if God commands us to do that, of course he is going to do that for us. So the key is, as long as we are sorry, and you're expressing that sorrow right now, and you continue the struggle, you're going to be all right. There's a lot of good. In fact, I'm thinking of our friend Matt Fradd, Patrick. Do we? I'm drawing a blank right now, but he's got some really good weapons for your warfare.
Yeah, he's going to be on the show next Friday, by the way, and talking about his book Restored.
Restored.
But also, our peripatetics call screener Ann Nguyen just pointed out that Marcel Lejeune, one of the great Catholic leaders in Texas A&M, the St. Mary's Center there.
I've been there.
He has
Fantastic.
A book on, it's called Cleansed. I was thrilled to be asked to endorse it, and I'm happy to. He's going to talk about that book. It's called Freedom from Pornography. That's the first hour this week, and the second hour next week, the 12th of February, by the way, Richard. Just, I think those would be blockbuster shows for you to check out.
That's right. But I would say this, you know, get a hold of those. Matt Fradd has a ton of good information on this topic as well. But Richard, the key is, you know, it's not just a matter of struggling against something, but we really do have to fill up our minds with something that is good. I love the way St. Paul says it in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. He says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, lovely, of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things, right? St. Paul is telling us we've got to direct our minds toward the good, because if we don't, we're going to end up filling it up with the bad. So getting good books, good videos, CDs, DVDs, things like that, to where, you know, when you have downtime, alone time and stuff, you're putting good stuff in your head. I think what happens often, Richard, is, you know, we turn to an R-rated movie. Right. Well, you know, there's just this little nude scene here and this and that, and I'm okay here. But, you know, those things can be near occasions of sin, and so you got to get that stuff out. It's about really being honest with yourself, Richard, getting that stuff out of your life, getting good relationships, getting good stuff in your head, and it's amazing what happens. You know, it's the old Gigo principle, right? Garbage in, garbage out. It's true, but good in, right? Goodness in, goodness comes out as well. So just something to think about. Get a hold of some of these tools that Patrick just mentioned. You know, continue that struggle. Continue. You go to confession every week. Absolutely. And over time, I think you'll be able to get a handle on it.
Richard, do you have accountability software or blocker on your devices, your computers?
Oh, yeah. iHeartRadio is the best. I love it. And after I get off this phone here, I'm going to pledge about $20 if I can.
So. Oh, terrific. Well, thanks for that, Richard. I was going to recommend you check out Covenant Eyes. If you go to my Facebook page or to covenanteyes.com and just put my name, Patrick, in the subject of coupon code, you can get 30 days for free and just demo it. You'll know if it's right for you. It's right for us. It's on all of our devices at home. And it's not just blocker. I mean, let's face it. if someone wants to, they're going to defeat any kind of blocker. This is accountability. Right. Every single page you visit gets emailed to a third party. So yes. It's not for people who want to do less. It's for people who want zero. Yes. And that's the point you're making so well.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Thanks a lot, Richard. Appreciate the
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call.